there's a term from acting that, you know, I've noticed that in this particular podcast that I have been making a lot of references between writing and my approach to writing and my training as a professional actor, which explains a lot. I mean, I remember when I made the jump from being a professional actor to pursuing a writing career, I noticed that the change really wasn't that great. It wasn't that big of a distance to jump, because they're all kind of they're both kissing cousins of one another. I mean, both deal with characters, both deal with dialogue, both deal with situations, both deal with drama. And there's an audition process. You know, you submit it. You audition for a play. You submit a manuscript. And I think the difference, though, is that actually there isn't even a difference in success. You're either a character actor, or you are a mid-list author, or you are a breakout sensational writer, and you're a superstar. You know, I mean, it's however you look at it. But I remember in my training as an actor, there was a constant piece of advice whenever you're approaching a scene, which is called raising the stakes. You always want to raise the stakes for your character when you're on set or when you're on stage, wherever you are. Without high stakes, you really have nowhere to go. And with writing, it's the same thing. In my current read, there are several passages where the author just says, the author says things like this. At the time, I didn't know that this situation meant this situation, which meant we were going to be okay. But since I didn't know that, I was very concerned. Now, I know that I've kind of sanitized that because I don't want to necessarily poo-poo on the author in an open forum. But that is not an exaggeration. This hasn't just happened once. This has been on several occasions. At the time, I didn't know ... And right there, you lose me. Because when you say, at the time, I didn't know, you are pretty much conveying to the reader, everything's going to be okay, don't worry, but I didn't know at the time. So if I seem really startled, it's okay, because at the time I didn't know. And that's the difference between setting the stakes high and completely disarming a situation. I allude to this when I was talking about prologues and how I felt about how they really didn't serve a purpose unless you were doing some kind of flash forward to the end of the book, which I've seen some prologues or what other authors refer to as chapter zero does. And I even chapter zero flashing forward, I think is okay. I think I'm going to change my mind on that. Flashing forward is okay, because you're trying to figure out throughout the entire book, how do we get from here to that chapter that I just read? But in my current work, it actually has this long prologue. And the last line is, and this is the story on how I accomplished X. That's how the book begins. And the last line in chapter zero is, and this is my story on how I performed X. So while I'm reading all of these terrible things about what's happening to this character, I feel nothing, absolutely nothing, because I know he's going to accomplish the quest. And that's what I mean by taking away the stakes. There should be an element of unknown. There should be a situation where there should be there should be a scenario where you don't know what's going to happen. Now, when you're reading a formula book, or if you're reading a thriller, that's a terrible. Well, all books are formulas if you think about it. I mean, every book is a formula. I mean, Harry Potter, for example. Let's just pull that out because it's such a beloved book. But there is a formula to it. You know, Harry is faced an impossible situation. It's going to end in a certain way where Harry has to decide what is he going to do next against Voldemort. I've pretty much described every book with the exception of the last one in a nutshell. That in no way, though, trivializes what I think are some of the best books I've ever had the pleasure of reading multiple times. Okay, I'm not the biggest fan of Six. I'm not the biggest fan of Book Six, but that's beside the point. What I mean is that you know that you want to end the book in a certain way. You know, thrillers have a path they go down. Romance novels have a pattern they go down. Science fiction, fantasy novels, their patterns are a little more nebulous, pardon the pun with science fiction, but you know whether or not you want to have your heroes, you know, triumphant at the end, or if they are triumphant with maybe a bit of loss at the end, or if you really just want to leave everyone standing in ruins going, what the hell just happened? But even if you know the destination, your audience should not necessarily think they're going to reach said destination. You want to keep your audience in suspense. So when you have James Bond facing off against Auric Goldfinger, you have to wonder, is he going to stop his plan or not? There is always this sense of speculation, maybe even of wonder, as to how they are going to pull off whatever the miracle play is going to be. And when you keep your stakes low, you're reading a book on autopilot. I mean, I know that if I pick up a romance novel, I should expect a happy ending, right? Yeah, of course I do. But the difference in that is, yeah, I'm expecting a happy ending. But when I'm reading the contents in said book and I'm not seeing that happy ending coming to play, my first thought is going to be, how are they going to get to this happy ending? And when you get there, you're like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, and if you don't see that coming, then yeah, you know, that's where I think raising the stakes is essential. Because even though there is a formula at play, even though you know that there's going to be something at that end that you're expecting, by raising the stakes for your characters, you don't necessarily, you forget about that. Or you begin to question it. And let's say you raise the stakes even higher for your readers and higher for your series, and you don't give the ending that they expect. What happens then? Well, then you're gambling. You're taking a risk. I mean, I really felt like Pip and I did that at the end of the Diamond Conspiracy, because once we resolved one situation, we immediately opened up another for the characters. And that's what we've been exploring in the last two books of the series. I think high stakes for your characters and for the story that you're telling make it more compelling. Turn it into a book that people can't put down. Otherwise, you got time to kill. You're like, I'll read this book, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. And I want to be able to finish it to have a complete opinion of it. But when it comes to the stakes, anytime I hear the author, and again, this author has used this phrase repeatedly, at the time I didn't know, that's a really fantastic way of disarming any kind of tension that you're building. So raise those stakes. Raise those stakes. I prefer mine medium rare. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.